Lenita. Just before Christmas, on December 18, 1880, a three-masted schooner named Lenita from Hamburg ran aground late in the afternoon at Toftum. A man on horseback was sent by the wreckmaster, Jens Hansen Bonnesen, to Kirkebøt, where the lifeboat was stationed to alert the lifeboat crew. The pilot of the lifeboat, Frederik Vandal, summoned the crew, and four horses were hitched to the lifeboat's wagon to drive it to Toftum, where it arrived at 1 o'clock at night. As it was high tide and dark, and the foreshore was underwater, it was not possible to reach the coast. They decided instead to unharness the horses and rest. At 6 a.m., the horses were reharnessed, and the rescue boat was driven west by Toftum Strandvej and further out to the coast, where it arrived at daybreak on the 19th of December. The schooner Lenita had run aground on a sandbank in a dangerous place and quite far from shore. At that time, there was a high surf between the ship and the shore. The lifeboat was put into the water and manned by seven men: Frederik Vandal, Andreas Vandal, Peter Hansen Petersen, Svend Møller, Jesper Gregersen, Peter Cornelius Nielsen, and Jens Lambert Jensen. They rowed the boat through the surf out to the stranded ship. Shortly thereafter, it could be seen from the shore that the lifeboat had left the ship and was rowing ashore. They excitedly followed its movement as it crested waves and disappeared into the wave troughs. Fortunately, they arrived safely, where the first seven passengers were sailed out from, who were brought home to the wreckmaster, Jens Hansen Bonnesen, i Toftum, who took good care of the rescued people with dry clothing and food. The rescue boat, named Peter Krugenberg, was rowed out again to the stranded ship and rescued the crew that remained on the ship. They were driven by carriage to the inn in Juvre, where they were also given dry clothing and food. The captain was very weak after having been washed overboard during the storm, but was luckily brought aboard again by the crew. He was in a bunk during the rescue mission because of the injuries he suffered during the accident. The Lenita had not suffered much damage during the stranding, and when the weather was calm again, seven dinghies were driven to the beach, and each dinghy was manned by two men. Then the loading started of the different items that were in the cargo: sacks of leather, rice, pepper, large crates of all manner of clothes, crates of porcelain, baskets full of champagne bottles, lard, lacquer, lager beer, and pianos, which were half underwater. Everything was driven to Havnebyt, where it was later sold at auction. Some of the items were, however, found on the beach many years later, such as beer, pots, and vases. A story from a relative. One day in 1996, there was a knock on the door of Lena Oxen in Juvre. Outside was a man from Hamburg. He apologized, but the reason for his calling was that he wanted to know where the Juvre Inn was located. Lena told him that the building where the inn was located was owned by them, but that there hadn't been an inn there since approximately 1909. She naturally wanted to know why he was asking about the inn. He told her that his grandfather was one of the shipwrecked sailors that were brought to the inn from the wreck of the schooner Lenita.